time for our nonprofit spotlight, which is an opportunity to learn about the work of organizations serving listeners in our area. I have John Hillis on the line, who is the director of the Skagway Development Corporation. Good morning, John.
Morning. How's it going?
I have a little bit of a, I'm going to assume that we have a little bit of a excess noise on our line here. Maybe that will help. Can you hear me there?
I can.
There
we
are.
A little foggy, but I can hear you.
There we are. I think we're going to be clear now.
Okay.
What's going on over there with the Skagway Development Corporation?
Well, we, of course, are going through a little bit of change right now.
Tell us about
that. Last days out, but we have Eliza Russell coming in as the new director into this month, so that's exciting. Couple of activities we've got, or a couple of current things that we've got going on, is we've been working on a five-year plan for SDC for about 2 years now under a grant from the government, and we are going to be finishing that up fairly soon here and getting starting on that five-year plan, which focuses what SDC will be working on over the next 5 years. That's pretty exciting stuff. One other item that's of importance is this is the last month put in for our heating assistance. Of course, every winter we run a heating assistance program through the SDC Community Development Services side of our corporation here, and this is the last month to put in for your March bills, your utility bills, and that application can be found on our website.
So those okay.
are pretty important things going on right now.
Yeah, so if somebody wants, I assume that's been going on, and each month there's a new opportunity to put in, or is that just a once-a-year opportunity?
Yeah, so each month from January through April, you can put in for the previous month's bills, and there's, of course, a criteria to be met, and there's limits on how much we can pay out, but it's a big help for those that
need it. Sure. And what is that deadline?
It's by the middle of the month, the second week of the month, I like to have the applications in.
Okay. All right. Very well. So you're having a transition then, I understand. You are currently the director of the Skagway Development Corporation. Speaking with John Hillis, and is there a new person coming into that position?
There is. It's a previous employee of SDC. She was here last year, Eliza Russell, and she just accepted the offer to come on and take my place. She'll be back in town, I believe, around the 18th or 20th or something like that, and we'll be taking over the reins then. So,
all right. What are some of the things that folks might see in the five-year planning process? What generally are some of the traditional priorities of the Skagway Development Corporation?
Yeah, so we have a big focus in the plan. It's still in the draft phase. It hasn't been approved by our board yet, so we still have that to go. But a couple things that I think we'll see covered in it are, of course, housing. How can we help with housing? Workforce development. We need trades in this area, something bad. And so focusing on that, reaching out to different partners, trying to get Skagway's name out there as, hey, there's an opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
What else would be on there? Our outdoor recreation, that's a big driver of our economy, and it's something that we're very interested in. I think that'll probably make an appearance on it. I wouldn't be surprised if childcare makes an appearance on it. Need for that. A lot of things that, just go towards employees, more or less.
Sure.
Like, what do we do to preserve our workforce and to gain more workforce?
That's
going to be our focus.
I see that's sort of a large overarching goal is supporting and maintaining your unusual workforce, in that Skagway has a strong seasonal pulse of people and commerce. That's challenging. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it is. It's a challenging situation, but I think that there's a lot that we can do and a lot that Skagway has been doing towards just meeting some of the needs. Of course, our housing has been a hot topic, and there's a lot moving towards it right now. There's quality of life discussions. And I feel that we've been making movements towards that. You hear people talk about what it was in the past to live here, and it feels like it's getting better here. It's a long-term goal, you know.
I think some of these conversations are going on in every community. I think every community in America has, we've changed economically in different ways. Obviously, different communities express it differently, but things like housing and quality of life, child care, and affordable child care or recreation opportunities, which obviously play into our health, et cetera, they're big everywhere. And I sometimes feel like we feel like we're on an island, and the same conversations are going on in Haines, I think.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. I follow Haines a little bit, and I hear a little bit of the same. And places I used to live, it's in the same boat. It feels like sometimes you aren't going anywhere, but really whenever you look back over the last 10 years to now, you can see that there has been change. It's, mm-hmm. it's slow, it's gradual, and it'll never end, right? We're constantly working towards that.
Right.
But it's good to see improvement.
Yes, yes.
And SDC will continue to work on that improvement. So,
yeah, that's a great list of things. Though there's four items that are priorities in general for Skagway's Development Corporation: housing and workforce development. When you say workforce development, are you speaking of alternative kinds of economic drivers, or what is that exactly?
Yeah, so we do focus some on the alternative types of economy, but also just on, for instance, one thing that I was working on recently is I was talking with the tech school up in up north in Alaska. I can't remember where it is. Seward, I think is where it is.
Yeah, yeah, Seward.
Talking to them about opportunities to bring somebody down here to talk to our school, mm-hmm. give kids another option. Hey, did you know that there's trades that are easy to get into? Well, not easy to get into, but they're, you know, not a whole 4-year school to get into. There's other opportunities beyond, you know, the classic engineer, doctor, dentist type roles that we get told about as we grow up. And then also reaching out to other businesses outside of Skagway and saying your services are needed here. Are you able to expand here? Trying to meet some of our various needs that, you know, I know we've got several boilers down in town, and there's not many people that can work on boilers here. Those type of things that come up.
Right.
And that's just one example. Of course, there's plenty of others like that, but
yeah,
that's kind of what we try to focus on, is how do we close some of these gaps in our service business.
Right. So skilled tradespeople who can continue and serve the community. So if there is a boiler job, for example, somebody's not having to fly in from Juneau to take care of that. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, there was a fellow, his name was Gene Zimbrick. And Gene Zimbrick was a very, very talented plumbing and heating guy. And he did a lot of traveling between Haines and Skagway.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he kind of kept a place in both towns, because he was often coming and going. Yeah, doing that kind of work. Anything else? What else is going on? You guys had a good buckwheat ski event there. That was
we did. That was fun. Yeah. I'm on the board of that, so don't get me started. I'll talk too much about that and not about
okay, SCC, I'm sorry.
But, but I wanted to touch on one other thing. We have a Welcome to Skagway Week coming up. That's April 22nd through the, 28th. It's a series of events that are put on by various individuals, hosted by SDC, organized by SDC, to help oncoming seasonal employees feel more comfortable in the town. Introduce them to some of what the town offers, so that maybe, you know, they say, hey, this is a place I'd actually like to stay year-round.
Nice.
I'm just going to touch on a few of the items in it. I recommend that the schedule will be published next couple days. Go check it out with all the dates and times and everything. It'll be on our Facebook page. It'll be on our website. It'll go out as an email to those on our email list as well. So a couple of the items. There's free STD testing at the Dahl Memorial Clinic multiple days. There's Narcan administration, how to treat situations at the fire department, a couple different days. There's a self-care awareness class. Most of these are 1 hour long classes or presentations. So self-care awareness at Dahl Memorial Clinic kind of teach you how to balance your life, like we were talking about, how to have some fun while you're here working and making some money.
really? Big.
Also at Dahl Memorial Clinic, there's healthcare info and clinic services. So getting an understanding of the sliding scale, the life flight insurance, you know, healthcare in general. Hate that you have to use it, but if you do, it's good to know how it all works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, those are good. Those are super nice little hit list there that serves the community very well and serves the individuals who are coming very well too. That's a nice list.
Yeah. I'll touch on just a couple more here because there's a couple more. This is packed with really neat stuff. STC, you know, they've been doing the cultural hosts training. Mm-hmm. Under Jamie Bricker.
We're talking Skagway Traditional Council.
Yeah. Skagway Traditional Council. They've been doing that training, and there will be one of those during that week. There is a cost for it, but it's a fantastic program. Get an understanding of some of our cultural heritage here in the area, awareness and knowledge of the people that were here before us. There is a bear safety presentation, super important. I don't know if in Haines they have the same problem we do. We have bears come into town, cause all sorts of havoc.
You bet.
There's a business mixer for local businesses. Sit down and talk about what they do. Aeroponic garden tours at the Brew Co. An intro to the library and a planet protectors environmental talk. That's kind of a neat one. That's a group of fourth and fifth graders that really care about the environment here, and they're working pretty hard. They show up to some of our assembly meetings. They have well put together bullet points on what they're trying to do to make Skagway a better environmental steward.
Is really, really great to hear that. That's just lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll touch on two more.
Go.
Like I said, it's worth to go through this whole thing. But AWARE, which is out of Juneau.
Yep.
It's sexual harassment resources network. There's a couple different opportunities for that. Really important for how to handle that as employees.
Absolutely.
And there is a history lesson with Jeff Brady. Of course, he wrote the book City of the New Century, and he'll be doing a history lesson on Skagway. There's others as well. There's intro to disc golf. There's a couple others on there. There's some things for the rec center. Like I said, check out the schedule. But I feel like that's an overload of information right there. People are wondering which one's the
next. That's super great. speaking with John Hillis, he is the outgoing director of the Skagway Development Corporation. And Eliza Russell will be the incoming director soon. But the website, give us that website, please.
Yeah, it's SkagwayDevelopment.org.
Mm-hmm. And you can learn a lot. And for people who are new to the community, or maybe somebody in Skagway maybe is renting to somebody who's new or whatever, you've got a friend who's brand new in their job, they're coming to town, and there's a really important opportunity for them, a welcome to Skagway here in late April. Give me those dates again. I think it ended on the 28th. When was that period?
That's correct. It's the 22nd. Through the 28th.
Welcome to Skagway. And that includes seasonal employee welcoming, understanding clinical services. There's STD testing, learning about Narcan, self-awareness, and the AWARE, which is about domestic violence and prevention of that. You've got some really great little bubbles here. You've got the point about the Skagway Traditional Council, and I spoke with Jamie Bricker here a couple weeks ago about their training program to familiarize people who are going to be guiding our visitors about the traditional knowledge and about the traditional indigenous people, and that we are here on Tlingit Ani. And thank you for mentioning that.
Yes.
Wonderful. Good stuff, John. Well, anything else that we haven't covered that we can jump to here?
No, I think that covers most of what we've got going on. I've really enjoyed my time here at SDC, and I think it's a great asset to the community, and I look forward to seeing what it does next. Of course, Jacob has been our employee here. He's the catalyst role, the community catalyst role, and he'll stay on and continue the work with Eliza, of course, to continue what we've done here, and I'll be supporting them all the way, and great. Look forward to hearing Eliza on this show next.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, let's run back the heating assistance thing there so that folks can get their heating assistance reimbursement here, which I understand will be the last one this year.
Mm-hmm.
When is that due? Well, I guess you just basically, you didn't have a deadline. You just kind of said middle of the month.
Yeah, I appreciate it if it's in by the middle of the month. I put out the payment to the utility companies in the last week of the month.
All right. Hey, John Hillis with the Skagway Development Corporation. It's been great to be speaking here with you on the KHNS Nonprofit Spotlight. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You as well.